Welcome, everybody, to Shitty Cowboys. So, who wants to recap?
That's all you, boy.
All right, well, let's have a think now. It was, well, of course, I remember it like it was yesterday, because it only took us like a day to get here. So, what happened was, we went to the bounty board, and back in West Hatter, we saw that there was, there was a bounty there to clear a mine, a witch iron mine, owned by the cowardly sheriff, Chester Buttery. So we went there, agreed to go clear out the mine. We got up here after a little ride and was immediately assaulted by some zombies led by a, was he a Asimar, I think, feller?
I think so, yeah.
We captured him, killed the zombies. He said that Otho, the mine foreman, had turned to evil and that there was an undead abomination wrapped in bandages. And I believe it was called a daddy. I believe that's what they call him. what else? We found some, what we thought was some regular dead bodies just laying out in front of the mine. But they was they had some ghosts attached. So we fought the ghosts because we do force damage now because we are possessed by the spirit of the Untamed West. We was able to fend them off. Also, I hit them with a lantern that I found, and that seemed to be doing pretty good damage against those ghosts. I think that's pretty much it.
That was pretty. Yeah, that was really good. I'm glad you mentioned the lantern because I was going to ask what the lighting situation was going to be. Because, yeah, you guys were on or outside of the entrance to this mine. You also found a what are those? It's like a building on the outside of the mine, kind of like the foreman's office. And it was missing a bed, and it had some papers and maps everywhere. I think you guys both rolled really bad, so I don't
believe. Yeah, we didn't know what those big city words meant.
Yeah, so, yeah. And with all that, I think we're ready to, unless you guys have any other plans, start to creep on into this spooky line.
I actually had a rather important business meeting I had to attend, but no, yes, let's carry on.
So this mine is pretty much going to be exactly how you're picturing it. It's heading into the mine, the cold air smells and tastes, and it's just like damp with a sour metallic tang to it, and the rough stone walls are jagged in places and very close, so it's either going to be pretty tight shoulder to shoulder or single file going in, and shadows are very deep here, and just everything's kind of obscured outside of your lamplight, and deeper into the mine you can hear these faint sounds of metal hitting against stone, and it's, it sounds like somebody is still down here digging. And you see flickers of movement that are catching your eye as small rodents scurry and smaller bugs like are trying to get away from your light as you all are going deeper into it. And the depths of this mine feel, even you two not being very magic-oriented, it feels like there's some kind of energy pulling you both into this mine. Who is leading the way and who is carrying the lantern? Is Jambalaya still carrying the lantern?
Well, I suppose. I guess we're going to have a little powwow for a second here, Sean.
All right, boy.
As you know, I can use my totems to turn into an animal. And that night when you was getting healed up because you'd been shot and all that by that kobold fella back in town, I was busy whittling my totem into the form of a panther.
What?
Yeah, that's right. And I can turn myself into a panther now, and I'll be real good at sneaking.
No.
Only problem is, like, I won't be able to hold this here lantern. So, I guess I'm going to have to hand it over to you, and then
right.
I'm going to creep a little bit forward like a cat.
That'll work.
and then see what's what up ahead, because I can't go all jingly jangly with my chainmail poncho like I is.
All right, give me that thing.
All right.
So, yeah, well, Jambalaya hands over the lantern to Sean, and then using the power of his whittled cougar totem, he transforms himself into a cougar or a panther.
Awesome. And do you have the stats for that pulled up? I want to say
do.
You're probably going to have dark vision, right?
It doesn't actually say so, but I guess as a monster it wouldn't necessarily list that it does. No, it doesn't say dark vision.
So,
it's up to you.
Yeah, let me see what I can find. I'm going to do this. If Tabaxi have dark vision, then I definitely think that would make sense. Because, I mean...
It's a cat.
They're all cats,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, yeah, they do have... Tabaxis have dark vision, cool. So we'll say that you've got dark vision. Yeah, we'll say 60 feet of dark vision. I think that's kind of the usual. So we've got Sean Marson holding up the lantern, cat. I'm trying to think of a cool...
you can call me Captain Cougar.
Captain Cougar, okay, cool. Captain Cougar, a little bit ahead. Is the plan forward going to be, you mentioned like sneaking, is it going to be both sneaking and a little bit of distance between you, or what's like the formation going to be?
Well, I should think Captain Cougar would take the lead a little bit with his sneaky, sneaky panther abilities. And then maybe report back to Sean Marston in the rear.
Okay. So, we'll head further down into the mine, and it's still, even with your cat vision... you're still seeing lots of rats, like really big bugs, like the bugs from Lion King, the Timon and Pumba just love to gobble down. And after only about 50 feet or so, you come to your first fork in the mine. And we'll say that we'll just for the sake of formations and everything, we'll say that Sean Marston is like 30 feet behind. Or wherever his lamplight ends, we'll say, like, that's how far away he stays and just kind of is staying up a little bit. So Jambalaya, or Cat Cougar, pardon me, you make it to the first junction that just has a simple left or right.
Captain Cougar's going to have a little sniff of the air there.
Okay.
Let's see if you can smell any signs of life. I'll say like a campfire or something of a living human being. Signs of a living human being down here.
All right, perception check, please. Make sure you use your cat perception or your cougar perception.
I will, and
probably...
furthermore, I have a keen smell and therefore advantage on wisdom's checks that rely on smell. Right, okay, perception.
Oh, a 7.
But I do have advantage.
Okay, cool. 15. 13. Noticeably better. The path on the left, you get a smell of some, maybe a little old-ish food. It smells a little bit more damp than the rest of the cave. You know, the entire cave smells pretty damp. This section definitely seems to be maybe a pretty big majority of where that moisture is coming from. And on the path to the right, you get more of that metallic smell, the earthiness of stone and metalworking smell.
I'm going to go towards where the possible traitor mine owner would be, where the scent of food is. Take the left fork, I believe it was.
Okay. Yeah, you...
Wow.
This way.
Oh, look, it's Sean Morrison and Jambalaya behind Sean. Yeah, you head down deeper into this cave, and eventually, as it rounds the corner, you can see that it ends up being a dead end. You can see the entire wraparound of this room, and there is a small pool of water in the center of it. When I say small pool, this whole room isn't massive. It's probably about 30 foot diameter, and the pool of water in the middle is probably about 15 foot diameter, so taking up a good majority of the room. And then all around the edge of the water, along the wall, are a bunch of crates and barrels.
Okay. Do any of the crates and barrels smell like they might contain a traitor?
Yeah, you can get a little closer and sniff them out again.
Well, I'll go sniffing. Yeah, I'll do some sniffing.
I feel like we're going to have a lot of sniff checks tonight. Oh, wow. 21. You start to go to the first box, and you get this whiff of absolute, definitely 100% spoiled food that's been left here for way too long, way past its expiration date. And then you do get just a pretty decent smell of what smells like maybe jam or jelly right before a gray ooze falls from the ceiling, landing just within a foot or two from you. So we will go ahead and roll initiative, as this jelly looks like it's trying to eat some cat tonight.
Thank you for not going for the obvious joke.
Also, I just realized that it looks like, for some reason, it's weird. When I roll from monsters on D&D Beyond, it rolls to GM, and it looks like yours is doing that too, Jurundu.
Same thing, yeah.
Yeah, so Sean, you're probably not seeing Jurundu's panther rolls.
My cat rolls, no.
Wow, Sean Morrison's going to be first, and then Jambalaya, and then the jelly. So, Sean Morrison, you probably, if we're saying you're about 6 foot away, you...
60?
I think that's about how far of the circle of the light the lantern is, probably. I think it's probably 30 foot bright and then 30 foot dim. So I'm thinking you probably want to stay about 60 feet so that he is outside of that radius of light. But just down the tunnel, you would, you know, have seen Captain Cougar enter this area, and then you would hear a pretty loud sloshing noise. Whatever that might mean to Sean Marston.
I'm gonna run in there. And I'm going to pop off two shots right at him.
You go in there, and as you round the corner with your lantern, the light shines around and illuminates this whole room. It's just nothing but these barrels and crates all around this pool of water. And you see right there Jambalaya. And then next to him looks like, for a moment, it looks like a stalagmite, whichever one's on the ground. But then you notice that it's got this like big maw opening up and leaning in to give a bite at Jambalaya, and then you pop off two shots at it.
It's rolling twice, I think. Let me see. Nope, it worked.
And I'm trying to find the stat block for this thing. Oh. One second. I'm pulling up.
Did I hit him?
With a 17, yes. Those will both hit. Oh, and it has the damage there, too. So it will be the first damages. Okay, so... And their force damage... Oh, man, that force damage condition on those pistols is a really big deal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you pop these two shots off at this thing, and it's you see these two big chunks of the jelly just get blown back against the back wall of this room. And it's noticeably smaller now. It was, you would say, probably like a large before, which is fairly big. But it is now down to about Sean Marston size. And then we go to Captain Cougar.
Get him, Catman.
And Captain Cougar's going to have a little... Take a bite out of grime. Does an 11 hit?
11 does hit this thing.
Wonderful. That'll be 8 piercing, biting cougar damage.
8 piercing cougar teeth. Piercing is fine. So that will be...
I mean, it is always damage roulette with these slimes and jellies and such, isn't it?
Yeah.
Captain Cougar knows.
So meow. You get up. Sean, you are green.
Green?
Yeah. I don't know what happened. In Zoom, Drunder, are you seeing him as green?
In Zoom?
No.
What is going on? Yeah.
It's just you, man. I think the
it's
drugs the, just
it's the fucking
in.
Ooze.
Okay, I don't know what happened, but we'll just.
It looks normal on mine.
High-powered hallucinogens you've been taking.
Wait, I'm not in Twitch, so I don't know what it looks like.
Yeah. Okay. Well, either way, you take.
Oh no, he has gone green in Twitch. Yeah, my bad. Yeah.
You take a. Yeah, I have no idea what it is. It's in Zoom for some reason.
Why did it do that?
It must be on just my end because it's not like that for Grundy.
No, but, I can see it now on Twitch. Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know. You're just green.
I'm gonna blame Kate.
It's this thing now. Its turn. The jelly.
It's not easy being green.
Captain Cougar. It tastes kind of good.
I don't know. What that is.
But now it wants to turn the tables on you now, and wants to get its own little bite. And
can I stop the video and start it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can try that. We'll get shifted around a little bit, but that'll be okay. So this thing rolled an 8 to hit your cat. Nope, it's still...
That is not sufficient to hit Captain Cougar.
You just really coolly slide and dip under, and it misses. And we're back up to... Sean Marston, this thing is looking... not great. Let me see if I can do something on my end.
This is so bizarre.
I don't know what happened.
Try changing your virtual background, see what that does.
I wonder if it's something to do with OBS.
Because it's on my Zoom call. But, Gerundo, you don't see it green on Zoom?
No, it looks fine to me on Zoom.
Yeah, it looks exactly like the Twitch, but on Zoom. Sean, maybe leave the call and rejoin?
I can do that.
Try that. And if it, in worst case, we'll just keep it green.
Bye, guys.
Worst case, we'll keep it green.
Oh, God. I hope he comes back, because I'm fucked against it in a mind full of zombies. Yeah.
Hey, we haven't seen any zombies yet. Maybe you guys got them all. Right? Right?
That's the dream.
Yeah, you also, while you're now closer in here, and even though you had dark vision, now with the light from Sean Marston in here, you can see that there's also, like, a lot of... There we go.
You fixed it?
Much better.
That's weird.
Hey, green no more, boy.
Nice. You also see a bunch of
impostor.
Small animal bones. Maybe even some human bones in the mix scattered around this room. It looks like this thing's probably been having a good old time with whoever's been walking in here. Not anymore, though, because Sean Morrison's up, and Sean Morrison's last two shots dang near took this thing out, so...
I don't know how many bullets I have.
I reckon you've got, like, at least 15.
Yeah, you guys found that big box.
Because we got, like, 20... You got, like, 20 from Spirit of the Untamed West or some shit, and then, yeah, you ain't fired, like...
Too much.
But five... Mm-hmm. So I'd say you got at least 15. I'm real bad for keeping track of my ammo, but I know I didn't fire any.
I'm gonna pop off two more right at him.
Oh yeah, sorry, I'm a cougar. I'm sorry.
Go ahead and do one shot first.
Okay.
To see if we're gonna need that second one. That's gonna hit. And yeah, you can go ahead and save that last bullet.
Cool.
Because that shot where it's kind of humanoid in shape now, in size mostly, you just take off the top chunk of it where its head would be, and then the bottom half of it just kind of sloshes down to the ground. And Jambalaya, or Captain Cougar, has just kind of got this gray ooze now just covering his body from the impact of the shot.
And then he turns around and does that thing cats do when they take a shit. And just, like, kicks dirt over it.
And then gets in your bed.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, you mean walk you like all that, over my...
You like that, don't you, human? You like it when I shit in your kitchen. Mm. Meow. Yes. Well, is there any loot, I suppose, to compensate us for fighting this green... this lump and misshapen thing?
Yeah, you guys could both make some investigation checks to kind of just search around the boxes and around the scattering of bones.
How good at investigation would I be as a cat? Let's have a look. Pretty good.
Sean Marston with God. The look. Sean Morrison's just like over there with a stick pointing or poking that jelly stuff.
That's a one at a negative one as well, so that would be zero.
Yeah.
Well, that's with it. So he rolled a two.
Oh, I see. That would be hilarious if I rolled like negative two.
Jambalaya, opening a couple of the boxes, you just see it's a bunch of spoiled food in here, and then there's barrels with like spoiled. Well, there's some which is, like, regular water. It doesn't smell the greatest. And then some that had, like, ale in it that are definitely just... you wouldn't want to drink it, I wouldn't think. And then in the center, in the water, though, you do find what looks like a couple of... It looks like they were guns at one point, but now they've been mostly digested and ate away. All the wood on the guns are all ate away, and there's just some metal and iron and steel left on them. But you do find a handful of bullets. 7 bullets, to be precise. Just all scattered about, glinting in the light of the lantern in the bottom of this water.
Well, you'll have to you take care of those for now. My boy Sean, I'll don't have any pockets right now.
I'll take them. You don't have any weird pouch or anything like that?
No, I'm not.
You
want to
be wearing your clothes?
You got like a kangaroo pouch?
Nah, it's all right. You take them because you use them a lot faster than I do.
It's true.
Cool. But yeah, like I said, other than that, this room was just that circle. It doesn't really lead anywhere else.
Cool. Well, that was a bust. I guess we'll go back down the right-hand fork then. I'll slink ahead again as Captain Cougar and hopefully won't get ambushed by any more jellies or anything like that. Meow.
So, as you turn around and start heading out the right way, you follow your tracks back. It's easy enough to find that fork that you went left on this time. You both head right this time. And This is a much longer stretch of mine that you're walking down this time. Before you get to any noticeable junctures, because you find what looks like at one point it was a caved in tunnel, but now, Captain Cougar, it looks like somebody tried to hastily clear away this tunnel. This
sounds like a guy who's on Brazzers or something, doesn't it? Like
Captain Cougar. The erotic adventures of Captain Cougar.
Yep.
And meow. Well, this tunnel, it looks like somebody pretty much just cleared enough to be able to... for you, it might not be that big of an issue, really, as a cougar. But
I can slink on through anything, old boy.
Yeah, but there's only enough cleared away that for a normal-sized human or Sean Marston, there would be some crawling involved because they only cleared a top layer of the stones to get past this cave-in.
I'll wiggle up there.
All right. Oh, yeah. Squeeze through. What do my catfish eyes see?
Are we, for this one, are we still doing the distance, or are we staying together while you both get over that one? Over this? Because it's probably going to take Sean Marston, you know, a bit of time to... It's probably a good, like, 30-foot stretch of tunnel that's going to be pretty much him on, you know, elbows,
hands and knees,
army crawling through, yeah.
Okay. But for me, it'd just be pretty easy.
Walking speed for you.
Cool.
But well, I know that... Yeah, I'm only asking because I know that, you know, if I wanted to let you know it's going to take him some time, because that way, like, if you ran ahead and then something happened, I didn't want Sean Marston to just be still just back there crawling.
Can I see how long the passage is? Like, cramped sure. like that from the start?
Yeah. Yeah, you can hop on up and... It'd probably be kind of hard to see from start to finish where it ends and exits, but you can maybe go a couple feet in and see that it's only about a 35-45 foot stretch right here. Mm-hmm. So for Sean Marston, I guess going crawling speed even. Well, I guess there isn't a crawling speed in D&D, is there?
Half the movement?
Yeah, I was going to say half, and then I realized, well, that would only be like 12 seconds. I'm picturing it in my mind. This would take probably like 3 minutes at least of Sean Marston crawling through.
Okay.
So however that wants to translate in distance.
Well, Sean, I think you're probably all right in here, just defending yourself with guns. Mm-hmm. If I run through to the other side of this tunnel, see what's there, and then if there's nothing waiting immediately on the other side to bite your face off, we'll just come through that way.
Mm.
And then I can I guess we'll do that. I'll go first.
That sounds good, boy.
Okay. That makes sense. So, Jambalaya, you're able to just hop on up and just, with your feline reflexes, run around on top of these jagged stones. And when you get to the end, let's see, there's a hard right bend right away. And then you can see the tunnel goes down about 15-20 feet, and then another hard left bend this time. And I'm guessing your passive perception's probably pretty decent as a cat, I think.
Let me just look
if
at
not,
that.
If not, we might have
14.
To do a 14, yeah. With 14 passive, you can hear sounds of people working in that bend. You can hear even anvils and, like, hammers. Every once in a while, we get this big burst of heat that comes up this tunnel. that kind of shakes off the damp, cold air of this this cave system. But from this distance with its two bends, you can't see anything. And then I think Sean Marston starts his crawl. Which I would hate. I get super claustrophobic, and like even like movies like As Above and Below, whatever, like shit like that, really, really. And watching like, you know, people like deep dive in caves, that is not
underground.
Yeah, that's not not for me. So as Sean Marston is just kind of army crawling on this rubble, back kind of bumping up into this
That sounds horrible. Ceiling.
It does sound horrible. And then Sean Marston, you feel something grab your leg from beneath the rocks.
It's fucking awesome.
And you can look down, and I guess you're probably kind of got your lantern in front of your head moving. I can't really see any other way. But just with the dim light that's able to kind of get past your body, you can look down and you see some fingers that look much like the fingers of those first creatures you encountered on the road with Jambalaya.
Can I bend at all?
Definitely. Like, what's
am
that?
Am I able to bend? Or am I?
Yeah, you could probably. Yeah, you probably got, you know, decent amount to wiggle around a little bit.
Like, could I stab his hand?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do a stab with disadvantage.
Okay. This is just like poking up through the rubble, right?
Right, yeah. So, oh, wow. Both really good. 14 and a 13. Yeah, you're able to, you notice as you're reaching down to stab this thing's hand, you notice that it's already missing, it's missing the pinky and the ring finger, so it doesn't have the greatest grip on you already. And then I think you're able to just, like, stab in and sever the thumb of it off. And then it's only got, the like, two pincer
fingers. I'm free to go now.
Yeah, you're free to go now.
All right, I'm gonna bounce out of there.
Crawl away. Yeah, it didn't have, you know, enough grip strength or claws or talons or anything to do any kind of damage. But it slowed you down a little bit.
Not then, to them jeans. That's some good, well-made jeans.
Yeah. Well-made jeans saved the day. And you were able to reconvene with Jambalaya.
Oh, yeah, I ain't Jambalaya. I'm Captain.
Captain Cougar. And now you also hear that same, it sounds like people like smithing around these bins.
Okay. Is it people or is it zombos? I guess that's the question. It's going to be zombos, isn't it? Let's be honest. go on then. Sneaky, sneaky cat boy, go sneaky, sneaky cat boy things. Round okay. The bend.
Okay. Let's do a stealth check and see how sneaky this cat is, or maybe you might kick some rocks. Oh, very sneaky.
So sneaky, 20 sneaky. That's how sneaky I am.
Unnatural 20. So you are able to just go around that second bend, and inside of here you can see that, first off, that heat, those waves of heat are getting more kind of intense as you're getting closer. And when you round the corner, you can find that this is a chamber with these, it's got this hot smelting apparatus in the far corner. It looks kind of like a forge. It's being worked by two different zombies that are working that one. And there is a person who is not a zombie, very much alive. Looks like a textbook foreman. You know, he's got a big hat, overalls, plaid shirt under his overalls, cowboy boots. And then there are, on the other side of the forge, in the other corner, there's a zombie with a big hammer that's hitting into this brick of what you can see is definitely witch iron. And a couple more things you notice about this room. You notice that there is a doorway or an opening on the far end, exactly opposite from the corner that you all came in. And You also notice that around this room, and even the last tunnel, stretch of tunnel that you just walked out of, you've noticed that there's been these blue glowing veins of that witch iron in the walls. And it just seems like it's getting like brighter and stronger the more it goes in this room, and even when it takes that bend and goes through to the next door, it's like this, it's definitely getting more, it's a lot more of it than there was anywhere else in the mine that you guys saw. I don't think you guys have seen any yet. But they have not noticed you with your unnatural 20, so it's one living guy and three zombies in here. You also see, well, there's a couple other things. You notice a bed. Probably the bed that was missing from the foreman's building outside.
I would figure that this would be our esteemed Oso.
There's a wheelbarrow, like pickaxes and stuff lying about. So if you guys need a pickaxe, feel free to grab one here.
I'm going to pick one up.
Well, I'm kind of tempted to do the panther's special move, which is pounce. So if I move at least 20 feet straight towards a creature, i.e. the human man, and hit with a claw attack, he must succeed on a DC 12 saving throw or be not prone. And then if I do knock him prone, I can then make a bite attack against him as a bonus action.
Damn, that's nice.
So I guess we'll try that.
Okay.
Captain Cougar doesn't like traitors.
Okay, so Sean Marson, you see Captain Cougar pouncing into the room.
Does the chat want to give me advantage?
Because that would definitely miss.
That would. Yes, I'm sure that misses. What was that, Nate? Yes.
So if not, we will see Captain Cougar do feared special attack.
Rah!
Bounces it. Oh, wait. Jeremy said, sure. Hey, Jeremy, what's up?
Thank you. Let's see if this is any better. No.
Oh, no.
It wasn't destined to be.
Thanks, anyway. Darn.
You see, Jeremy, it's, you can use chat points, Jeremy. You've probably got chat points for it. You click the little face or whatever that is in the bottom right corner.
I could probably buy it myself, to be honest.
It
feels a bit cheap spending my own channel points.
Oh, no. It's a little orb that says channel points. Yeah, he gave you advantage, but not destined to be as Sean Marson. You see Captain Cougar do a pretty pitiful pounce into the room, try to hit onto the back of presumably Otho. And with that, I think we'll go ahead and do initiative. But right now, Otho's just going to think a big cat sneaked down here and is, whoa, Otho's not going fast. He's distracted by this dang cat that rolled up on him. Okay. Let's see here. Sean, can you roll your initiative too? Even though you haven't really seen exactly what's going on yet. That way we'll just... Damn, Sean Marston with the initiative tonight has been pretty nuts. It's going to go Sean. Even just taking that first roll, because for some reason it's rolling twice for you, Jambalaya, you will still be second.
Oh, yeah.
So it's going to go Sean Marston, Captain Cougar, three zombies, Otho. Sean Marston, you're about... I don't want to have to put you the whole 60 foot outside, because you would be able to kind of hide behind the bins as he was walking up there. So we'll say that you're probably like 30 feet behind on the first bend. But you definitely hear commotion going up there now. And maybe some cat.
I'm going to run in there and I'm going to shoot some of the zombies.
Yeah, so as you enter the room, Sean Morrison, you see that now there is your buddy, Captain Cougar, on the floor, like on, not on his prone or anything, but like right next to the human, who is right next to two zombies and then one zombie in the opposite corner.
I'll take out the two closest.
Okay. All right. Go ahead and roll two shots. Do you want them to go at the same one or two different ones?
Two different ones. Let's split it up.
Okay. I don't know if you guys remember how easy it is to hit these things, but it is pretty easy to hit these things.
A 20 and a 15.
Those are both going to hit. So for 8 damage for one and 7 damage for the other. Yeah, these shots go right through these zombies, and you don't see any kind of blood shoot out the back or anything. It's just as if they're just walking made out of clay or something. They are not bleeding. Jambalaya, you want to try to redeem yourself somehow?
Well, I suppose as Captain Cougar, it behooves me to do a ferocious biting attack with a 7.
What? You rolled an 8-7-7.
Captain Cougar doesn't have the favor of the dice gods.
No, Captain Cougar
just of
is,
the ladies.
Yeah, just the running ladies. Taking nips at Otho's pant legs, trying to get a hold of them. It's just not working out in your favor. Zombies. Ooh, I should have done that, but I'll do that next time. One of the zombies is going to, the one that's by itself, is going to walk towards Sean Marston. Oh man, zombies are pretty slow. Let me do some calculation real quick.
I was
going
to ask, are these fast or slow zombies?
No.
Zombie velocity.
They've only got 20-foot movement. This room's pretty big. So it's just kind of shambling towards you, Sean Marston. You definitely think that next round it can get you.
Maybe. So dude with a dude getting run over by a steamroller in Austin Powers. Just
Yeah, I guess Sean Marston could just
slowly
take a
back
couple
away.
Steps back.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for now, that's all that one does. The other one is going to... One's going to definitely try to hit the cat. Without his plus, even, that's going to be a 20-something.
Well, that'll hit the cat.
And that is going to be... Wow, 2 points of damage. High
a whopping
roller.
2 points of damage. Captain Cougar is bruised, but that's it.
The other one is... Yeah, the other one is going to also attack Captain Cougar, who attacked its master. And wow, another 18. Let's see if I get another 2.
Yeah, that'll hit, alright.
Another? What is going on? The roll 20 just keeps doing the same rolls over and over. So they're just kind of.
Axe.
They're just kind of like swarming on you, Captain Cougar. And
they always do.
Then Ortho is going to say, what in tarnations? And he is going to... I mean, this cat keeps trying to bite him. He's got 2 attacks. He's going to do 1 to each. Sorry, Captain Cougar.
He's going to pet you under the chin.
He's going to scratch your chin for a 14. Does a 14 hit?
14 does hit, yes.
That's going to be for 5 piercing damage.
Oh my lord, so I've taken 9 so far. I've got 4 cougar points left.
Ooh, that's as he has this pretty wicked looking dagger, and he stabs you.
Wicked looking dagger, bro.
And then he takes it out and turns towards Sean Marston and throws that dagger at him.
Motherfucker.
Damn.
For dirty
ooh,
20.
Oh my god.
So that's going to be 6 points of damage as that sticks in your shoulder.
Ow,
Sean Marston. And then he holds his hand out, and the dagger just teleports from your wound in your chest to his hand.
You're a fucking zombie.
And now we are back up to Sean Marston again.
I'm going to pop two shots.
Sean Marston, you got that.
Yeah. At that dude, and one of them's going to be a disarming shot. I'm going to take that shit out.
Nice. Cool.
Okay.
I love the grit shots you guys get.
Oh!
Ooh.
I should have said the second one.
That is going to hit this man.
12 damage, too.
Oh, shoot. I need to get a notepad up now that I've got multiple things HP I need to track.
12 damage. Dang.
That is a lot.
Shot to the hand.
And now he makes a saving throw to not drop that.
Let me see. Make sure. I think you said we just had it, so what? It's not on my sheet.
Okay, well, either way, he rolled a nat 1 with a plus 0 to strength, so that thing is gone. It goes flying across the room. Ha! I just realized that means that you guys are probably about to get a dagger returning, isn't it? If you guys make it out alive.
You've got the boomerang as well, Sean.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Who needs bullets anymore?
Don't forget about the boomerang.
I don't know if I put it on here yet. I didn't. That's why.
Well, the other shot, where is that shot going, Sean?
At his face.
Oh, at him still? Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, that's going to hit too. Okay. He's looking real roughed up his hand. He's missing several fingers now with that 12 points of damage in a disarming shot. We go to Captain Cougar. Captain Cougar, we're gonna get a.
Let's see if we can finish this job with a successful bite. A 12.
Finally!
Yay! Six points of damage.
That's not
at his throat.
Yeah, you're clawing up towards his throat, and he's still going to be alive, so I think instead of, you know, ripping a big chunk out of his throat.
Bite into his collarbone or something instead.
Yeah, and it leaves, like, you get a big rind of flesh that you rip off. Because this... I really like that this campaign, this series campaign... whatever is probably our like grittiest show we do, and I like it because it's definitely. Like cowboys, or you know what I mean, like cowboys. I like it to, I picture it like a more gritty of a story. Yeah, you rip a big chunk from his collarbone as it goes to, I believe it was it is zombies next. Sean Marston, that one.
I'm still walking backwards.
Back up it. do you want to say you did say you were going to walk backwards? Yeah. Okay, we'll say that. We'll say you just took 10, just like 10 feet, and it's almost there now. Though it is.
I say, are you moonwalking over there?
Yeah.
Meow.
I am. That's what I'm doing. Moonwalk.
Spoonwalking. Invented by Sean Marston.
And then. I mean, the next two, they're just kind of, flailing at this cat now, and they look hungry. They're going to be in for a big surprise if they drop this cat down to 0 HP and a big man pops out. Oh, I think they're about to.
Looks like it.
That's 4 points of damage?
Precisely the amount required to... I guess I'm John Belay again. Surprise, motherfuckers!
I like this. I'm going to make this other one make a strength saving throw or get knocked prone. As you just fucking like somebody pulls the emergency thing on a emergency raft.
Claw hammer one hand and bowie knife in the other. Like, surprise, motherfuckers!
And it does. That one falls over and lands on its back as you pop up. Cool. It's Otho's turn. Now that you're this close up in Jambalaya again. Jambalaya, you can see that Otho doesn't look all there. Doesn't look quite right. He looks really pale, and he's got, just coming out the collar of his shirt, you can see these like black veins that are creeping up his face.
You look like you got the itis there, boy. I got the cure.
Oh, man. He wants to run, but with Sean Marston there. Dramatic pause.
Yeah, I remember the time I was a cat. It was just now. Fought a gray ooze, and then went a little bit further down. Didn't do too good at biting, but I was a cat for a good time. Spoke like a real fancy gentleman with a meow and all that good stuff. Weren't quite as exciting as the time I was married to the bear, but nevertheless, get your excitement where you can. Do I need to play for time any longer there, boy, or you?
No, it's good.
Cool.
He is going to... I had to look up Misty Step.
All right, that's nice.
Yeah. I had to see... I wanted to know if you could Misty Step kind of like Dimension Door, but Misty Step literally says you have to see the spot you're trying to go, so he can't like go through walls with that, unfortunately, for him, because now that means he's going to have to stand and fight because Sean Marston's blocking the exit. Jambalaya's pretty much blocking his other exit further into the cave. So instead, he's pretty pissed off at Sean Marston, to be honest, after those really big shots and knocking his favorite dagger out of his hand. So he's going to cast Eldritch Blast at you, Sean Marston.
I'm going to sidestep.
I'll go ahead and just roll his d20 because I don't remember. Okay, I'm not even looking up the spell anymore. I was trying to get it pulled up. He rolled a 3. You sidestep it. And it just goes way wide. And it is now back up to your turn, Sean Marston. You got one zombie about 10 feet in front of you.
Two more shots, one at the zombie and one at him.
Cool. I was going to say he may very well just butt base off his wounds he's got.
Oof.
Oh, you're going to have a misfire.
That's poop. Oh, well, yep.
Only on one of your guns?
Yeah, so with that, which one was aiming at who? One gun, you hear that click,
the zombie,
that you know.
So.
Okay, well, he had 9 HP left, so you can describe what that second shot looks like. So I picture you're, like, splitting the difference. The zombie's on your right, closing in on you. He's on your left. You try to fire at both, and one shot rings true, and you can tell you hit your mark. The other shot just clicks, and that zombie is just getting there.
All right, it was a dick shot. It was accidental.
Yeah, of course it was. An accidental dick shot.
Let's just replay like the last 6 seconds for the benefit of everybody. Like, so Jambalaya has just stopped being a cat and appeared in front of this dude, who's then, in his surprise, fired an Eldritch Blast at Sean, which he sidestepped. Is then returned fire with a quick shot from the hip and shot this guy in the dick to finish him off.
All the while, this zombies
pay, boy.
Creeping up on him.
Bad boys, what you gonna do?
He drops dead.
God.
The zombies.
By Chester Buttery.
The zombies all start to look around. Jambalaya, you're like right next to this guy's corpse now. And you notice that he's got another one of those amulets like Griff did that has a piece of witch iron in it. Mm-hmm. And as soon as he drops and dies, you see it crumble to dust. And then the zombies are going to look around rather confused. And then the two that are... well, I guess it's not their turn yet. It will be Jambalaya's turn first. It looks like they're all kind of slowly turning their attention towards the dead Otho.
Well, how many did you say there were?
There are three. Two have been shot. One has not been shot.
Okay, and how close are they all to me?
Two of them are, I mean, right on. So there is one where the forge is, the smelter. It is pretty hectic. It is pretty much you, two zombies, and the dead Otho all on like a 15-foot space. I'm picturing you guys like really crowded around on there because it was a pretty... it was a pretty big melee brawl between you four.
I want to grab Otho's body by his legs and swing him and see if I can just at least, like, push these other two zombies back with the dead body of the Overseer.
Okay. That sounds like an athletics. Yep. That sounds like an athletics check to me.
All right, athletics. I'm reasonably athletic for man of my advancing years. that was a nat one.
Roll 20 is not treating you very well tonight, Jerome.
No, it ain't.
Not at all. Yeah, you try to pick this guy up by his feet, and man, he wasn't the tallest, but he is definitely packed in his little body. He is very stout. We'll say that.
All right. That didn't work. Never mind.
But then the zombies start to, like, trip over you and swarm this guy's body and start just chowing down.
Yeah.
The exactly. one that was going to Sean Marston also turns and walks over in that direction to
give
him a bite.
What'd that feller say? Eat, eat, eat. Here you go. Chow time, boys.
And at least for the moment, those three have become preoccupied.
Let's go stab them.
How difficult would it just be to just, smash the heads in while they're just eating this guy?
Yeah, we'd probably give you guys, give you advantage on all of your attacks against them. Two of them aren't looking super great. The other one hasn't been hit yet, but,
I'm going to lasso all three of them together.
We could do that and stick them in the smelter.
Yeah, let's do that. I like that. That'll work.
Crowd control. That's how we do it in the mine.
Yeah, I mean, they use lassos for like fucking bulls and shit. So I'm guessing that it'd probably be big enough to grab three dead half skeletons. All right, do a lasso with the advantage, Sean Marston.
What am I even rolling for that?
It's a net.
A net.
I think you got a net in your inventory.
It would be the same to hit as whatever your firearm.
I can see it.
You could also go to manage equipment and add equipment, add a net. Because if you don't have that, we need to get you one. Because you guys both will definitely have a lasso.
Got it. Let me see.
I haven't seen the numbers pop up yet.
Pop up for me.
Huh. Come on.
I heard the roll come in, but yeah. No numbers.
It's just D20, right?
What the? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess just rolling that 20. And roll another nat 20.
Oh. 20. How do I fuck that up?
What's your plus, Gerundu? Because, I mean, mine's they're plus, armored.
It's the same, for me, it's the same plus as it would be to, use my gun.
Well, so their armor class is 8. So, eight would hit anyway. Okay. Yeah, zombies aren't very... Eight,
so, with that, I'd be, rolling a 16.
Yeah, or 13. No matter what, even if it was a plus 0 somehow, you would be able to get them lassoed up
I think Sean's is even better at shooting than I am. So
I think it's plus 8 or something like that. Yeah.
That's what it is for me. So,
you guys got 3 zombies tied up.
All right. Well, I guess we're gonna shove them in the smelter.
Just head first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Quick, most efficient way, surely.
They're pretty much skin and bones at this point. So I was gonna see if, like, between the two of you, if it made sense to require a roll. I think you could just do it, because
it's gonna burn my lasso up, though.
Oh, how are we gonna do that?
Get a new one.
I mean,
yeah. Buy a new one when we get back to West Hollow.
Well, it's just some rope, ain't it? Just buy some more rope.
Yeah.
Ain't difficult. Yeah.
All right, you guys grab them, and they're still, like, even though they're tied up, as you're picking them up, they're, like, trying to snap at Otho's body and, like, eat more. And then
you greedy bastards.
Drop them on in there.
That was fun. Let's go home. Oh, no, wait. We got to fight the daddy.
Yeah, you see that opening in the cave that goes further down into the mine.
All right, well, I ain't so sneaky no more, because back to being a big old feller. I ain't smooth and suave. But I suppose I got a rifle. I'll get that in my hands for a change. And, yeah, we'll push on towards it. Oh! Make sure to pick up that returning dagger that feller had.
That's gonna be nice. Yeah, it's literally just a returning dagger, which it might be a +1 dagger. I'd have to look, but it's at least you can throw it and just make it pop back in your hand.
That's pretty cool. Everybody likes a trinket like that, like the boomerhawk.
Boomerhawk, yeah.
Tommy Rang. Yeah. So I guess we'll go up peering through that next opening, see what we can see.
It's another tunnel system that snakes around a little bit, and you are seeing more and more of those veins of witch iron going down, and they're having this, like, blue aura glowing around them as it's getting further and further, deeper and closer to this, what now you can see is a door, a wooden door ahead of you, and everything else aside, you two think that if you're able to make it out alive and actually clear out this mine, it's gonna be worth quite a bit. I think you guys are gonna be getting 40%?
The door? 50%. It was 50%, a 50-50 split.
50-50 split. So both of you guys get 25%.
That's right.
You think that if you can make it out alive, this is probably definitely gonna be worth it, money-wise.
That's a fancy door.
It's actually kind of a shitty-looking door.
It's a shitty-looking door with a fancy-looking mine.
Gerundu, me and you both did pick the same picture, by the way.
I thought so. It was the easiest one to obtain in a short amount of time. All right, so, yeah, I guess we get ready for the door and see what else we can find in there. Gonna be a daddy.
Through this doorway, you see an octagonal stone-carved room, and you see some kind of ritual seems to have already begun. The room is strewn about with skeletal remains of humans and animals. There's a lot of mining tools scattered about. Inside of there's a circle of bubbling, churning red liquid, and inside the circle is the daddy. It is
my god, my daddy. not my daddy.
There's a metal urn on a dais in the center of the circle that is between you and the daddy, and then you see these thin swirling strands of violet energy that are connecting the daddy and the urn. So ante up, partners, time to bag you a varmint. Exactly what the adventure says.
All right. I was going to say that was uncharacteristically fleshed out.
The daddy rolled a 1?
Daddy got a wall.
Come on, Daddy.
Come on, Daddy.
I try.
So the daddy is, it looks like it was maybe
my
once.
My first roll there was 21. I didn't get it. Yeah, that's pretty good. All right.
So the daddy looks like it was probably at one point maybe a tiefling, because you can see a tail and some horns that look similar to a tiefling. But other than that, in between the gaps in the bandage wrappings, you can see this like dark leathery skin and glowing green eyes. On its shoulder, you see a winged, some kind of familiar. It looks almost skeletal. And, yeah. Sean, will you roll some initiative? And then let's get this party kicked off. I think you're going to go.
Let's open up the battle.
Look at that.
Wow,
look at that.
I was thinking
24.
I was thinking Gerundo was going to get to go first once.
Nope.
I don't mind. I'll let the young fella go first. Love to watch him leave.
Okay, well, it's your turn first, Sean Marston. Right now, it's the daddy, the cauldron, the phylactery, the winged familiar, and bones everywhere.
I'm going to try... I'm going to use my last crit point and do a winging shot at the daddy.
What does the winging do? I forget.
Knocks him prone.
Knocks him prone.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
That was if they failed a strength check for sure. You said
14, yeah.
Okay, cool. All
right, I'm going
to... Tack that daddy.
Tack that daddy.
27 to hit? Oh, and a 24 to hit. Jesus. See, yeah. It's like Sean's getting all of the roll 20 energy to himself tonight.
That's all right. I'll just be over here fucking tonguing the cat's butt or whatever the fuck it is I do.
Go well.
Meow.
Meow.
Those are both going to hit.
Captain Cougar.
I rolled another one for a strength save. So you knock this thing right on its butt, this daddy, and you do a total of 22. That we need to check some character sheets. This seems crazy. Okay. Yeah, the bullets get lodged in the body, and it's...
Wait, and that second one's a crit, too, because it's a 19.
Oh, motherfucker. So, Sean, you can roll another... Or do we do the full damage on this one? Or do we do a roll for the...
What?
So when we crit on this show...
The first one's always full, right?
Okay, so, yeah. So roll up. So that's going to be plus 10. Because he already did max damage on that roll, too. Holy shit, Sean Marston.
So he just gets an additional D10 or whatever it was.
Yeah,
like,
so that...
D8.
Wait.
What?
One of your guns is jammed.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
And I am saving that. I'm going to... I'll be nice and we'll say it was the first shot and we'll give you the crit still. But we'll need to do a tinker check to try to fix that gun.
Poop.
And I'm mostly saying that to try to make this thing at least stand a fighting chance. So if you want, Sean, you can go ahead and make a tinker check. I think it's just a dex check. Straight dex check. Okay, yeah. You get it unjammed, but like unjamming it this round. So you still got that one crit off and knocked him on his butt. And then Jambalaya's turn.
Alright, well, I'm going to do the sharpshooty thing. So I will do a long rifle attack. Don't get my normal modifier.
Ooh.
That would only be a mere 20. But that does an additional 10
10 points of damage for taking a minus five.
What are you guys doing?
Well, I took a minus five to hit, so yeah. I get plus 10 points of damage. That's 16 force damage.
Yeah, as this bullet goes into the thing, first you see it, like as soon as it makes contact, you see in that area a small shimmer of this purple, and it looks like probably some kind of mage armor, maybe, but it just goes right through that. But when it hits into him, it's like it's hitting into like a just like a solid stuffed dummy, like stuffed with sand, where it's just not having any kind of noise on impact or anything, but you just see these bullets going into his the daddy's body. And now I think the daddy gets to go. So first, the little skeleton thing on its shoulder is going to, I guess not on his shoulder anymore after he got knocked on his butt. It's going to fly up in the air, and it throws down these two, looks like from this distance, two teeth, and hits them into two different piles of bones, and those piles of bones stand up, and you are looking at a what looks like a skeletal wolf and a skeletal skeleton, a human skeleton. And then what can the daddy do? Well, oh, yes. I wanted to do this really bad. Because I don't think I've ever got to cast this spell.
Ruh-roh.
So, you see just an explosion of right near the door and where you guys are standing. It's like filling most of this room, where it opens up and these long tendrils all slap out of these portals all around the room and just beat the hell out of you two. You will need to both make strength saving throws or take 2d6 and you can't make reactions. That actually,
how about an 18, motherfucker?
Damn it. Oh, at least max damage. So, yeah, you'll take half damage, but you don't suffer any ill effects. So you both will take 6 points of bludgeoning damage from these things just smacking around into you.
Wait, a 10?
Skeletons?
I got a 10. What's that? I got a 10, so.
Oh, well, that just means you just can't take reactions this round, which I don't think you guys have much reaction stuff to do.
Nope.
Let me see if these skeletons get to move now or if they have to wait. No, I have to wait. Dang it. Alright, we are back up to, Sean Marston.
I'm gonna pop 2 shots. Again?
Yep, you fixed your gun now.
Let's see here.
Whoops.
Oh, man.
Oh, Jerome to drop
another
something.
Jam.
The same gun. Yeah. You thought, yeah, I got this fixed. I got it. And you're quick against a fucking gun. The other one is going to hit. And it's going to, again, 11 points of damage. Yeah. It goes right into the chest. This thing is just, like, getting lit up with shots, because he has now stood back up after the last attack. And Jambalaya, you are up. You got 2 skeletons near you guys.
I'm going to do exactly the same thing again, just shoot the daddy, because
I'm picturing,
seems like pretty unpleasant fella.
I'm picturing you guys like kicked in this door and just fucking like a movie, like a SWAT team just kicked in the door.
It's like the Boondock Saints or something. Like just walks in.
Yeah. Well, that one's gonna miss.
God dang it.
It hits and it's just that blue or that purple light just actually stops that bullet midair and it falls down to the ground.
Oh, shit.
Yeah?
I can agitate my swarm.
Yep.
I got my pocket wasp. I forgot all about it. Wake up, boys. We got some serious business to attend to with this here daddy.
Okay, so you agitate them this round. They'll be back up next round?
Yeah, for a minute.
Okay. So, skeletons, I'll have... The wolf's going to run up to Jambalaya. Nature is turning on you, Jambalaya.
There ain't no nature in this here bone wolf.
15?
Nope.
Damn it. And I know a 6 ain't going to hit Sean Marston. So these things are at least on you and kind of, you know, looks like they're going to be able to do something. The thing flying around up in the ceiling throws 2 more teeth down and 2 more regular skeletons stand up. So there are now 4 skeletons in this room with you two.
Well, fuck.
And the daddy is going to... Oh, there's a different thing. There's arms of Hador.
Bless you. Bless you, boy.
Excuse me there. Yeah, it's all this goddamn mummy dust. Daddy dust.
Daddy dust. he is just...
I don't even want to know what that is, but sounds bad.
Let's see. Okay, he will be doing a... Eldritch Blast, like he taught his buddy Otho. Okay, what's his plus to hit? A 5? That's not going to do it, is it, for anybody? Man, this thing isn't doing super good, and you guys are... We're back up to Sean Marston, and this thing... you see it now with those bullet holes in it. Those tendrils from the urn in the center are growing weaker to it. They're getting skinnier.
Got dang skinny tendrils. All right.
Sean Marston's turn.
I'm going to pop off 2 more shots, duh.
Well, one gun broke. Pop, pop, pop.
Oh, yeah, you got to fix it, boy.
Oh, that's right.
It broke again.
Oh, my God. Come on now. You got to have you fixed. Got to fix shooting irons.
What was the dex?
Dex check.
Yeah, it's only 12, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah. Whoops, okay. His ass, boy.
So you can use that gun again next turn, but this turn we'll have just 1. 16's gonna hit, 4 points of damage. Yeah, those tendrils, as that bullet goes past its mage armor, they're almost like non-existent now. It's just barely flickering, tying it to that urn in the center. It's looking like it's probably not going to last long, whatever that ritual is, and it is now Jambalaya's turn.
Well, I guess I'll try and do... Well, I'll just pop off a shot at him. since we stood here. 18.
That's going to hit, and you can describe what it looks like, Jambalaya.
Well, as the force of the bullet enters into his stuffed sand-like daddy body, the dad bod, as some people call it, the force bullet just ricochets around the inside of him, dingling about. Till eventually it zips out the entry wound that Sean shot into his dick, and as if it was a kidney stone from hell, and fizzles out against the far tomb wall. What a way to go.
And at that, the skeletal winged flying creature kind of looks around, skittering, assesses the situation and will pop out of existence. Who knows where it went? Either Misty Step, plane shift, teleport. It did something. And at that, the skeletons all fall and hit the ground. Back to bones.
Well, I guess the old saying's true. You really need a daddy to stiffen up your opposition.
And
anyhow, any more bones to pick?
I think that was the last bone to pick, at least in here. I thought this guy may have actually had some loot on him, but I think I was wrong. I think it was, it was just Otho that had some stuff on him. But yeah, if you guys want to head back to West Hollow and let good old Chester Buttery know.
Oh, yeah, because I need to find out whether he found that kobold again, because if he ain't, I'm going to have to take him outside and beat him up in the street in front of everybody, because I said I would. I'm a man of my word. I can't let Chester think that I'm going to let him backslide into his recidivist ways. So, yeah, let's go see what Chester's doing.
So, heading back through the dark, nasty cave. No more undead surprises. That one zombie hand is still there, but it's just kind of, like I said, it's just two fingers now. It's just kind of scratching at you guys.
We're going to call him Two Finger Joe. He's just going to be like a mascot in the morning.
Mascot.
Hello. Give the peace sign for the rebel.
So you guys get back to your horses. It's nighttime still because we have not yet taken a long rest. So I think instead of heading down this kind of steep mountain in the dark, it probably would make sense to maybe take a long rest in this little house.
Well, I mean, what we could do is we get our horses to go. We get Ubo and Hollywood to go side by side. We string us up some hammocks in between the two of them. We sleep all the way back. I don't know. I'd never tried it before, but I think that's the winner.
Let's do it.
We could try some animal handling checks for that bad boy.
Formation hammock carrying.
Yeah, let's have two animal handling checks. We're going to need two successes. Sean, do you remember what Ubo's down to? Oh, it doesn't.
Oh, mine was down to 16, but it doesn't matter.
Hollywood does not want any of your shit. He's like, get this fucking hammock off me.
He's booking and kicking and like, whoa, Hollywood, now, come on now.
You think, like, it's a good plan. It's a good plan. You just got to train the horses a little bit more.
It's fine. You just got to, you don't want to be that close to Ubo. Don't know what those boys been up to when we've been out of here. Looks like they had some kind of disagreement. Anyhow, I guess we're right back to West Adler.
Okay. Are you going to do a long rest first, or just...
I mean, it was what, a day's travel? Like, yeah. Half a day's travel?
It's nighttime right now.
Yeah, may as well, and then we can go in the morning.
Okay. Well, I think that would be a good stopping spot for the night. You guys camping out, tying up your horses, and sleeping in this little cabin. And with that, let's go ahead and do all of our housekeeping stuff where we talk about all the other stuff we've got going on. Jerundi, what you want to talk about?
Fuck. Dice Talk. Dice Talk is the show that drops on alternate Wednesdays from Shitty Cowboys. We are going to do a big recording session tomorrow. Just most recently, though, we had, I think, the episode with James Intricasso dropped. I think. Mm-hmm. But yeah, anyways, that runs alternate Wednesdays with Shitty Cowboys, and we'd love it if you checked us out. That's conversational interviews, and sometimes just myself and Jeremy just chatting about lore topics or DMing or, various topics related to tabletop RPGs. Obviously, Shitty Cowboys, thank you for watching or listening to us on here. Obviously, I am John Belay Pendergrass, or sometimes Captain Cougar Meow. I am Silas Lancaster in Roll for Weird, which should be returning to your audio devices soon. And then, of course, I'm Flex Crystal in the Morris Bloodsport Association, returning this Monday, I believe.
That's yep, the, should be.
The 8th, day. No, it's not. It's 11th. The 11th. 11th, that's right. I get confused because I'm unemployed now. And yeah, I think that's about it. I don't think I'm doing anything else. Although I'm probably open to it, especially if you're going to pay me. hit me up, please.
Sean, you got anything you want to talk about? Last time we talked about your headphones.
Nope.
That's true.
Still can't find a PlayStation.
Hit me up. And yeah, we've got...
Can't afford one.
We've got stuff hopping... We've got a lot of stuff popping off on the network. We've got like 3 or 4 new shows coming up very soon, and one of which Jarendo and I are about to record an episode for. That is called Lore and Pour. It's pretty much history meets Dungeons and Dragons lore. We've got 2 episodes up on our Patreon right now. One more. We should be putting up probably 2 to 3 more that will be on the Patreon for the month of January, and then February 1st that will be going live on Podcatchers, but then all those episodes are probably going to be just trickling in. So you can sign up for as low as $1 for our Patreon and get all of those episodes early right away. And yeah, we've got another space-themed D&D show coming out soon called Eclipse, and a Shiver tabletop RPG show coming out. And then, yeah, just check out, you know, all the other shows on the network, Halfway to Heroes, One Shot Onslaught, Dice Talk, Roll for Weird, this one, and I might have missed one. I'm sorry if I did. But, yeah.
That's pretty crafty.
Twitch stream, yeah. Go check them all out. Leave us all 5-star rating and reviews on all of the shows.
And come and hang out. Come on, blah, 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 blah. You can tell I'm preparing for Laura and Paul. Come hang out with us on Discord if you don't already. We're a good group and we're very active on there, and you'd be very welcome, and I will make kissy faces at you.
Like non-stop.
Yeah, just all the time. Like stop me, somebody.
All right, and then we'll see you back on this show here in 2 weeks. Thanks everybody for watching and listening. Bye everybody.
A Majestic Goose Podcast.
Honk.